We are learning Maseches Bamatzia, Daf Samach Beis Amar Aleph. We are beginning the bottom line of Daf Samach Aleph on Beis. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, my time of the Rav Eliezer. We had here Machlekes Rav Eliezer Rav Yechonon. If Ribis Ketzutzo Yitzav Deyanim, which is Ribis Deraisa, could he be Maitzav Deyanim? Which means the loiva, the borrower paid Ribis, and now he finds out it's Aser, so he comes to the Maus to give back the money. So Allah is, could you be Shaila is, could you be Maitzav Deyanim or not? So Rav Yechonon says, no, you can't be Maitzav Deyanim. You already gave it full, you knew what you were doing, you gave Ribis. It's Aser, it's a lav, but Lamaisa, you can't get it back. It's not Yitzav Deyanim. Masha Inke, Rav Eliezer holds Yitzav Deyanim. The question is, what's the Makar for Rav Eliezer? The Pasuk doesn't say anywhere you have to give back the Ribis. So where's the Makar for Rav Eliezer? My time with Rav Eliezer. The pasuk says, the pasuk at the end of the pasuk of Rivers says, "Al tigach mita neshach v'sarvis v'reisim l'kecha v'chay achichi imach." And we learn from that, ahadalei, return it to him kehechi denechi, return him the rivers in order he should be able to live, he should be able to have panasa with you. Rav Yechonon, what does he do with this pasuk? Rav Yechonon holds that you're not yotzev the animals. What does he do with pasuk v'chay achichi imach? Rav Yechonon, hi. B'chai achichi imach, my overlay was do this pasuk. But like a time, we need the following brisa. The brisa says, "Shnayim shom halchem v'derach." Two people walking in the desert. Yad echam em kita shemayim. Only one of them had a bottle of water. Sim shoysim shneim. If they both share that bottle, shneim meisim. Im shoysim shneim meisim. Both of them die. Im shoys echam em magil yishuv. He'll reach the next city and get more to eat and drink. So here, both not going to live. So it's either they both die or one of them die. So what do? You only have one bottle of water. So Darish ben Petura, Mutav Yishtus Neim, both of them drink via Musu, and they both will die. One shouldn't cause the other one to die. One of them has a kidney shalmayim, but don't keep it for yourself. You cause the other guy to die. Therefore, both share it, and you both die. Achubar Rekiva, Velime, Rekiva taught us, V'chai achichi imach, Chayecha koidmin l'chai echavercha. You should live together with your brother. But if you're not going to be alive, so then you don't have to live together with your brother. And therefore, the limit is that your chaya goes first. You're not mechuyev to meis and nefesh to save the other person. You save yourself first. And that's what we learn from this pasuk of chaya chichi imach. So we have a mechuyev what we use the pasuk of chaya chichi imach for. Rav Eliezer used the pasuk to teach us that you have to give back ribs. You have to help him live with you and give him back the ribs. According to Rav Yechonon, we use drasha for something else. Drasha for Rav Akiva's drasha, that the chaya chichi imach teaches us chayecha koidman. Meisve, I'm going to ask you a kasha. There's a Mishnah, it says in Masechtas Baba Kama, it's a Sefta, Masechtas Baba Kama, Batzem, Haniach Lam Aviyem, Moish HaRibis. The father died and left over money of Ribis. Afa Pish Yoyim Shem HaRibis, even though the children know this money is Ribis money, Einan Chayovim Lahachziram. You're not Mechuyiv to return it to the Leiva. But it's Mashma, only children don't have to return it. Ha Aviyem Chayovim Lahachzir, the father does have to return it. So it's a kasha on Rabbi Yechonon. Smash over here, there's a chiyuv to return the ribis, but they on him. And for the Gemara, no. But then the avu inam lechayel lachzer. Even the father also doesn't have chiyuv to give it back. Va'aydi the kaboy lemishni seifa. But since it says in the seifa, haniach lahem aviyem paro v'talis v'chol davar masuyim chayov lachz bekavra aviyem. Since the seifa says that this is only if you left over money. But if left over something that everyone knows specifically came from the loiva, and therefore it's embarrassment for the father to have this dover which everyone knows is ribis, so there even children got to return it back. So since the sefer wanted to say that even children have to return it back, so the ratio which was saying you don't have to return it, it says by the children. But the truth is the father also does not have to return ribis. Tainami ratio, therefore the ratio also talk about the children. But by etzem, the truth is that even according to Rabbi Yechonon, the ribis does not have to be returned. Don't have to be returned at all. Only if it's Dovah Masuyim, then now does he have to return? He will want to return it because Dovah Masuyim, but his children return it as well. Now, the fee Rav Eliezer learns the Pasuk Pshat in this Tosefta that the father is mechuyev to give it back, but not the children. Why the children different than the father? It's gneiv de gemani. So Rashi brings down from the Gemara Bava Kama. The answer is because the din of a chayei chichi imach is only on the person who took the ribis, not on the children. It's daftali the day with the azir rachmana, but not as children. Akaponim, so we answered the Raya by saying that, of course, the fear of Yechon hold that he has not turned either, and just wants to say the Sefer, therefore, it says the Reisha by the children as well. Now, on the Sefer that we give back, because of Kavra Aviyam, the Gemara Vahani, but play Kavra Aviyam, the children have to give Dov Masuyim back because of the Kavra of the father. Kari Kam Nasi Bamchol Yisar, but Yisamasi Amcha. Isn't that Allah? You only have to take care of the person if he's a tzaddik, but if he's a rasha, you don't have to worry about his embarrassment. And for the gemara, the rabbi says the rabbi also tshuva. But if he did tshuva, to follow the tshuva. It's all shaila here. If the follow is not oisa maisa amcha, you have to be chayav and kibra veim. This is one of the makaris. This is one of the shailas. As mashma, this is a sugi here. You're not mechayav kibra veim when he's a rasha. But that's not the sugi for now. But like upon him, the Gemara answers, he did tshuva here. Hakanam is also tshuva. He did tshuva here. Break the Gemara also tshuva. So my goya, baby. If he did tshuva, why is this dava masuyim by him? And why is it here, the para? And this talis, that's a dava masuyim, it's a specific thing, everyone knows what it is. So why is it still by him? If he didn't care about his own embarrassment, why should his kids care about his embarrassment? And the Gemara, the case was he wanted to give it back. He did tshuva, he wanted to give it back, he didn't have a chance until later. So adkan, this tesefta, and it's not a raya from here. Now we're dropping another raya. Meisvet. We learned in another mishto or brayso of avakama, meisvet. Hagazlonu mavi ribis, afa pishagovu machzirim. Gazlonim and Mavi Ribbis, even though they collected already, they have to return it. Now, Gazlonim might have to go. What does it mean by Gazlonim, even though they collected already, Ika? Igozl, gozl. If they stole it, they stole already, they stole. Doesn't make sense, Afisha Govu. Eloi gozal, Gazlonim, Christ, they didn't steal, why they call it Gazlonim? So what does it mean, Gazlonim, even though they collected, they have to give it back? What do you mean, they collect? Either a Gazlon or a Gazlon. So Gemara says, this is read this Mishnah. Ela emes gazlonim, my new mavi ribbis. Who are gazlonim? Mavi ribbis. Af bishagovu machzirim. We're calling mavi ribbis gazlonim, which is actually in Lumdis, people want to learn from here. They see mavi ribbis as a din gazlon, but upon him, it says, this Brisa reads like this. Gazlonim u mavi ribbis, gazlonim and mavi ribbis. The aloch is that af bishagovu, which means gazlonim, who is that? Pirish, mavi ribbis. When after they collected the ribbis ready, they have to return it. So it's a raya like Rabbi Yez and like Abraham. So you have to return it. You have to give it back. Zok to Gemara. The Gemara answers over here like this. That so it's a good kasha. Gemara says you're right. Tanoihi. It's a good kasha. From here it's a raya. You have to return it. And Rabbi Yechon will say it's a chalis tanoim. What's chalis tanoim? Tanoim Rechem Rabbi Yaakov poitrim es amalve ves ha'orev. The Tanakhama of Nechem and Elizabeth Yaakov say that the Tanakhama says that the Malvin Orev Achayiv Malkus for making facilitating this loan with ribbis. But Rav Nechem and Elizabeth Yaakov poitrim as a Malvus Orev. They say the Malvin Orev are not Chayiv Malkus. Why? Because they're the Kumase. Now, my Kumase, what is the Ase to do? Lav, Mishum Damrin, like Kumu Ahaduru. You say you give it back. Mechlal, the Tanakhama argued this over Lav Ne Adurinu. So you see clearly in this brisa that Rav Nechemya is Yaakov hold you potter, but the Tanakh holds you chayiv. What's the shail if you chayiv malchus or not? The shail is nitik la'asei. If there's a'asei over here, so Rav Eliezer Yaakov and Nechemya hold his a'asei to give it back, but Hashem Tanakh holds no a'asei to give it back. So you see clearly it's machlokes tanoim if there's yoytze b'dayonim or not. Zok the Gemara loy no. When you go like Rashi pshat loy, be'etzem everyone holds that there's no chiyuv chazara and if there's not nitik la'asei, and you would get malchus. The case here was, he didn't collect yet. And that's why it's a Shaila Malkus. They did not collect the ribbis yet. Loi, my kumase, lekroy yashtara. The machlokes over here is avada, if you pay the ribbis, there is Malkus. Why is there Malkus? Like Rashi says, because there's no nitik lase. We're going kuliyam like Rav Yechanan. And the machlokes over here is, when you didn't collect the money yet. So the Shaila is, was there just having, making the ava, you have Malkus for that. So, is there a say on that? Now, what would be the say? Lekroy star, to rip the star. One man the Yama says, since I can rip up the star, so it's Dachai Malkus. The other man says, no. So, Frank the Gemara, what exactly is this beer machlokes? Mikasova, Ikasova star, and Meligwes Gavadomi. If you hold that a star that's written already, and there's a Shivrit Kakoyas already, it's like you collected already. So then, what is how ripping it up? Avdi Asarayu. The Isser was done already, and if anything, the Kriya is like Hashava. And if you hold Hashava, doesn't help the lab, so you should be chayiv malchus. So if it's not gavi dami, so what do you do by writing a star? Which iser is this that you start to be chayiv malchus? So it's not like he collected it. So what's the tzat to be chayiv malchus? But kamash lo the shuma milsihi. We see from here that shuma is milsihi, which shuma means that. Shuma Milsihi means that just evaluating something, just making, basically setting up this loan is a lav. Loisa Simon and Vichayiv Malkus on that. And that's a Shiloh, if ripping up a star is considered breaking that L'chiyiv lav. So, Achanam Estavro, that we're handling the Isra lav, Loisa Simon, why the Tanan, the Elu Oivrim Vloisa, Seha Malve, v'haloive ha'arev ha'edim. They're all chayvim lois asa. So bishlam kulu avid ma'isa. Bishlam malve loive did a ma'isa. They paid the rivers or collected the rivers. Arev also paid the rivers. They weren't collected from the loive. So we understand that arev is a guarantor. So these are all doing a ma'isa. But edim, which lav the edim over? Ela edim over the lav shvai. No, the shuma milsi shvai. No, there's a lav of lois asimun. That's what we're handling over here. So the bottom line is we had a brice over here. We had a shaila here. Is rivers yotz of the yom? So Rabbi Yechon says it's not yotz of the yom. So he has a kash Rabbi Yechon that there's a mafurish brice that it says like a zlona malvi rivers that you have to pay back. So you see it's a raya. Now like Rabbi Yechon, the Gemara said no tanoihi. We have another man the yom says it's not mechuyev to give it back. So first the Gemara said the machlekes or bechemir lezer and the Tanakama if yichayev malchus is there a mechuyev to give it back? And Lamaiz Bar says, no, Lekuli Yamas no chiyuv to give it back. And there is Avada, there is Malkus on the Lavim of Altikach Me'itay Neshech and all the Lavim of collecting rivers. The case here was, you just set up the rivers without collecting. Is there a Lav of Malkus of Lois HaSimon or not? And what's the Shaila? Is ripping up the star called a break on that Lekroy star? Is that called a Nitik La'aseh on the Lav of Lois HaSimon? That's how Rashi learns the Sugya. And it will come out that we have both these mandiyam are kuliyam holk Rabbi Yechonon. There's no chiv to give it back. No nitik la'aseh to give back rivers. That's what comes out. It starts off saying tanoi, but it's even better. It's even better. Now, Tosa says that the Gemara doesn't really talk like that. The Gemara has tanoi, and the Gemara says loi. The Gemara is saying it's not even tanoi. So there, Tosa learns the opposite of Rashi. He says, avadol kuliyam holk Rabbi Yechonon. There's a chiv to give it back. And the kuliyam is no malchus on the altikach mi'itai. The question is there a malchus on lois ha'simun when you didn't collect? And Tosa says a little different pshat. Zot Gemara Vayta, Omar Rav Safra. Rav Safra gives a rule, which you'll see a lot of exceptions to this rule. Omar Rav Safra, Kol she'ilu b'dinei ha'metziyim miloi v'lamalva, any type of loan, any type of ribbis that we might see by a non-Jewish court, we might see from the loiva to the malva. So v'dinei ha'machzirim, so then it has a din of yotzev v'dayanim, which means basically ribbis k'sutza. It's telling only ribbis k'sutza is something that you would be able to take from the loiva in the court system. Therefore, we have to give it back. That's the rule. That would be like the klal that such a type of ribbis will be a ribbis that you have to give back. So with the name of Achzim and Malvel Aloyva, and Kol Shiyuv the name of Achzim and Aloyva Lamalva, any type of ribbis where you would not be able to demand it from the loiva in non-Jewish court, but the name of Achzim that you don't give back. So Malvel Aloyva that you don't give back Malva to loiva. That the Malva does not have to return that ribbis, that type of ribbis. So I'm like Abaya L'Rav Yosef. So I'll give you a sneak preview of what the Gemara says at the end. The Gemara says an example like this. Ribbis k'tzutza, when I lend you 100 for 120, so if you don't pay me the $20, in a non-Jewish court, I can take a $20 from you. So therefore, such a halacha, such a type of ribbis goes back also, he has to return such a ribbis. Mashenki, ribbis mukademis, ribbis mocheris, which means ribbis I give you before the loan. I give you $100, I said, tomorrow I want to borrow from you money. So that's called ribbis mukademis. That type of ribbis, you can't demand in a court or law, a non-Jewish court, to get that $100. So therefore, that type of ribbis, you don't have to return either. That's the klal. Nor is the kasha on this klal. I'm going to buy the Rabbi Yosef. The klal, who is that a klal? Reisa b'sa, if I lend you a sa of peiris, and you have to pay back a sa of peiris. So the rabbanans also do that. Why? The price might go up on the sa. Now the halacha is, if I lend you a sa, and 2 months later I want to collect my sa in non-Jewish court, you give me back a sa, even though it went up a value, you have to give it back to me. So divinei might see him miloiv lamalva. We might see it from the loiv. He has to return that saw, and still over the dinu emachzir. When it comes to our dinim, you don't have to give back that ribbis. So you see the klal doesn't work. But then emachzir malva loiv. You don't return that ribbis, that extra money that the saw is worth. You don't have to give back. Amalei. The reason why that rule doesn't apply to this case is because by saw b'saw inu v'taris pekadon as the other. They don't look at that as a hava. They look at it as a pekadon. I gave you a saw peiros, a pound of peiros to watch and give it back to me. And that's why by them it's not considered ribbis at all. That's why you have to give it back. So that's not part of the rule. I'm going to be another cash. I'm going to ask you, let's say I borrow from you $1 million and you don't trust me. So I give you my house and I give you my field, my vineyard. I give you my vineyard and for mashkin. Now the halacha is, what mashkan l'nechaisa would mean that you eat the fruits of that vineyard the whole time that I have the loan. And then when you pay back the loan, when I pay back the loan, I get back my vineyard. Now all that fruit you ate is technically ribbis. It's called mashkan l'nechaisa. That if you would take off what you ate off the loan, towards the loan, then that wouldn't be a problem of ribbis. But if not, if you don't take that off the loan, that's a problem of ribbis because you're not only getting back the $1 million, but all those 10 years you ate the peiris. So the halacha is, b'nei metziyim m'loiva l'malva. There, if the loiva decides, I'm not letting you eat from the vineyard, no, the malva gets the vineyard. So you see, it's mitzi. And still the halacha is, v'dineinu, on top of on base, v'dineinu, emach machzirim malvaleva. You don't return that ribbis. Why not? Because that ribbis the rice. Why is not ribbis the rice? The Rashi says in top of Rashi that vak ribbisu kiven zimtav shein oisim peiros shakram leikin and ribbis kusa. Since sometimes the vineyard doesn't last too long, it doesn't have peiros, therefore it's not called ribbis kusa. Omalei, so he answered that inu b'tayres zvini osel liyadayu. That also is b'tayres zvini osel liyadayu, and therefore it's not a real havah. They don't look at it as havah. They look at it as like I'm selling you that vineyard for $1 million, and then you have a right to buy it back. So when you ate the pears, it's really your pears, not havah. So Gemara says if somebody accepts the rule, what is the rule? So we spoke this out before already. El kol shi'il with the name the kamar safa my osel hashmina and hokay osel hashmina. This is what we're telling you. Kol shi'il with the name mitziyim meloiva lemalva with the name machzirim memalva loiva. Anything by them that might see from the loiva to the malva. So then the malva has to return it to my new rivus kusa. That's rivus kusa. Ukrav liyaza. Like Rav Leizer holds that rivus kusa yosef diyana. And that's what's coming to teach us. At kol shi'il with the name mitziyim with the name nu machzirim memalva loiva. Anything that by them you're not mitziy, you don't take from the loiva. So by our dinim the malva is enough to return. What we're talking about. Ribbis Mukdamas, Ribbis Mukharis. Ribbis Mukdamas means before the Havah I give you money, or after the Havah finishes, you give me back the money, right? I give you a present. That's Ribbis Mukharis. Those things you can't be by the non Jewish courts, and that also you don't have to return by those Ribbis, then you do not have to return. So it comes that we have Machlaikis here if Ribbis Kushi Yetzim Diyanam or not, and Havak Ribbis is not Yetzim Diyanam. It's a big shayla of Havak Ribbis, Echayiv, Lots of the Shnaim. We pass in Lamais like this that Ribbis Kushi Yetzim Diyanam. Havak Ribbis. Lots of Shemayim you have to give back. And Ribbis Mukademes, Ribbis Mukheres, you don't have to give back at all, even lots of Shemayim.